The children and young people are staying in the service. I know a few did a run and tried to escape. Sorry, you're staying with us. But that we do have a creche. So a creche for under threes if they would like to go to that. Beth.
Oh, is that on? Yep, there we go. So, I need a volunteer. Someone would like to come up. Yeah, Charlotte? Right. Got something for you in my pocket. There you go. Now, what have I given you?
Rolos.
I have. Do you know what used to be the advert for Rolos? No? Does anybody know what used to be the advert for Rolos? It seems to be a murmur of people telling me. anybody want to tell, sort of shout out what it used to be? Yes. Do you love anybody enough to give them your last Rolo? Just so that we're all on the same page, I thought I'd show you the advert so the children can appreciate it. So if that's, yeah.
Where am I? On TV. Mm-hmm. She's nice. Who is she?
Your girlfriend.
Does she love me?
Oh, worships you.
What's she eating? Rolo. My favourite.
It's my last one.
Oh.
But you can have it anyway.
Do you love anyone enough to give them your last Rolo? Soft, creamy toffee in a milk chocolate cup.
Quick, draw a bunch of flowers.
There you go. You can take a seat, keep your Rolos. So I'm going to have to stop using Rolos in talk soon because no one remembers that advert anymore, which makes me quite sad because it is a really good illustration. But that advert is kind of saying Rolos are the best sweets ever. I disagree. I don't like Rolos very much. So I'd quite happily give anybody my last Rolo, really. But the point is Rolos are so great that you want to keep them for yourself. Today we're talking about being a messenger of the gospel, and I like to use sweets in talks. I'm a youth worker, giving out sweets always works well for me. So Rolos work quite well in that story. Rolos aren't the best thing ever. The story of Jesus is, God is the best thing in the world, and we don't need to love people to share that. We don't need to love somebody to share the story of God with them. In fact, we're told that we should do it. The Great Commission that we just heard read tells us that Jesus says we should go and tell the world about him. We've been looking in Fruitfulness on the Front Line about different ways we can do that, but today we're talking specifically about speaking to people, telling people the story of God, telling them about Jesus, and he's quite a lot better than a Rolo, especially to me, because I'm not a big fan of Rolos. So I kind of wanted to talk to you about why we should be sharing Jesus. And obviously the first answer is, he told us to. If God tells you to do something, you probably should do it. But also, he is the best thing we've got. As Christians, we know the love of God, and we know that he created us. Everybody in the world, not just us as Christians, but every human being on the planet was created by God with a plan in mind. And if all we're doing is the things in this book, ministering grace and love and making good works, that's great. But without actually telling them why we're doing it, we're missing a vital step in sharing Jesus with them. There's a phrase that's been attributed to a few different people. I didn't find any evidence that any of them actually said it. But it says, preach the gospel at all times. If necessary, use words. I used to hear it a lot when I was a kid. I haven't heard it very much recently. And I think part of the reason is that a lot of people like me were sitting there going, that makes no sense. If you're never telling anybody, how can they possibly ever know? If all you're doing is being nice, they're just going to think you're a nice person. And the way that really hit me was actually when I was at university. One of my friends, she had never really come in contact with Christians before until she met me and another of our friends. We lived together all 3 years of university, and she would keep kind of saying things that made me think in her brain all Christians are kind of stupid, brainwashed, you know, socks and sandals, not very bright, don't really have any idea of the real world. And then she met me, and I was studying a science degree. I was, I hope, quite intelligent. I don't know. She never told me I was. But she did tell me that I was nice and kind and polite and everything. And she said, you know, I don't understand why you think you need God. Why would you believe in that? Because you are smart and, you know, you're doing science and you're logical and you don't wear socks and sandals. And I was like, well, I only wear my feet cold. But she kind of had this attitude that Christians just don't know any better. And they've never questioned anybody. And, you know, if they ever actually read a proper book, they wouldn't be Christians anymore. And one day she kind of brought this all up to me and she said, you know, you're so kind and nice and, you know, you're all these great things. Why do you need God? And I was like, because without God, I wouldn't be all those great things. And it was talking about that with her and actually sharing the experience of God. She didn't become a Christian, but it gave her a bit of a better understanding of Christianity. And that's why we need to use words. Because without me ever saying to her, this is why I am the way I am, this is why I go out at 3 o'clock in the morning and give out water to drunk people leaving clubs, this is why I do those things, she would only ever have seen me as a nice person that wants to do good. She wouldn't have seen that that is the act of God in my life. So that's why we need to share. We're doing fruitfulness on the front line. All of the things that we've done so far, hopefully, that we've learned and that we've put into action, being loving and graceful and picking up litter in the street or whatever it might be, that's a great start. But without ever speaking and sharing and telling people who God is, we've not finished the job yet.
Thanks, Beth. And that's for everybody, isn't it?